Welcome to Money 911, the podcast where we transform your financial worries into opportunities for growth and empowerment. I'm your host, Chris Miller, and I'm here to guide you through the journey towards financial freedom and abundance. Get ready to dive into the world of personal finance, where every question brings us closer to our goals. Let's start the conversation that changes everything. All right. Welcome, welcome. So glad to have you here, Kim.
I'm excited to be here.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, I just want to just begin with, and a lot of people are going through a lot of, you know, setbacks and things. And so how would you tell people how to transform those setbacks into stepping stones in financial success?
What an amazing question to begin with. Well, listen, you know, life happens in the middle of life, right? And so over the first like 18 years that I've been a franchise consultant, I worked almost exclusively with people in career transition. I mean, I was like on the front lines helping people, like, you know, the day they got laid off and their hearts were smashed and they were like, what do I do now? I gave everything to this company and there's no loyalty in corporate America. And so I faced that conversation every single day for 18 years. And so I know that I have something that is of value when people find themselves at a crossroad. For owning a business is not for everybody. But I think the idea, Chris, that people want control over their financial future. And at some point in your career, you realize this may not last forever, even if you are in a stable industry, right? You're just like, maybe I want to have greater flexibility when the grandchildren come, or once the kids go to college, I want to be able to travel more. But I'm not ready to retire. I need income. I can't afford to do that. And it's these types of thoughts that ultimately usually lead people to think about what options are out there. I don't think people wake up and go, oh yeah, I want to own a franchise. But when they start thinking about this crossroad, a franchise, they might meet someone like me or hear a podcast and be like, wow, I didn't even think of a franchise because I just think that that's Chick-fil-A and I don't want to do that. Right. So yeah, I think that what an excellent way to start the conversation.
Thank you. Because, you know, there's a mindset around, you know, abundance and possibility and wealth and success. And I know when you think about franchise, it just seems really big and complicated and you probably have to have money to start it, right?
Right. It's a very typical misconception. I mean, you do need money. It's an investment, but you don't need millions of dollars, right? There are franchise businesses that are $50,000 to $80,000 all in. And of course, there are franchises that are multi-million dollar investments and a whole gamut in between. And this is, in fact, why I have a business. So franchisors pay me. So I offer a free service to people who want to explore franchising. And what I do is I have 22 years of relationships and experience. Like, I know who's who and what's what, right? What looks like a shiny object, but when you pull up the hood, is not really so shiny. And what actually is like really shiny, because the leadership is there and they have experience and a track record that you can really lean into. So I take, when someone comes to me and say, Kim, what options are out there for me? I learn about them. I build business model based off of characteristics that match what they're trying to accomplish in their life, and then layer in my 22 years of knowledge and experience to bring that down to 3 to 5 options that we can explore together. So it's totally free and at no risk to the person who's working with me. And I just like to have fun. I say, look, sometimes investing money is stressful. Sometimes I meet people when they're at a stressful time in their life because they just lost their job or they fear losing their job. Or sometimes it's an exciting conversation. Like, I've been dreaming of owning my own business my whole life, Kim. And I never knew there was somebody like you to help me. So I meet you wherever you're at and help to create those options and then guide your thinking so you know that you're asking the right questions and talking to the right people and thinking it through. The goal for me is never to make every single person I work with big fat yes. Like, of course, I would love that, but that's not reality, because sometimes people need the education to then go, wait a minute, this is not the right time in my life. Or wait a minute, I really can't afford this right now, right? Or just wait a minute, I'm scared out of my mind. I don't think I can do this. And I can coach you through the last one. But the first two, money and time or timing, those are just real objections. And I'm not here to play God with your life. I'm here to just guide, help you get the answers so then you can make the decision that's best for you, yes or no.
That's great. So what do? You actually customize, give them a few options, you find out what their wants are, and then you give them some options. Is that how you do it?
That's exactly what I do, because most people, when they think about owning a business, they usually start from, well, what do I know? What's the worst place to start when you own a franchise? Because the reason I say that is when you own a franchise, one of the biggest determining factors of success is your ability to follow the franchise system. So if you know how something should be done because you did it in the past, how open might you be if the way that the franchisor wants you to do it is different from your way, right? So I often find that leading with what you know is really tough. The other thing that people do is they think about, like, I love to go to the gym. So they're like, oh, well, maybe I should own the gym franchise. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, we're not buying a hobby. So that's the business has to make sense as a business. Now, if the gym business makes sense for you and the other characteristics that are more important, then yeah, owning a business that you personally are the customer of, that's like the cherry on top of the sundae for me. I want you to believe in it. I want you to see the value in it. But most importantly, as the investor, I want you to feel like you can own it and feel in control of it and turn your money into some multiple, right? And build the skills and get that satisfaction that you get as a business owner. That's what's most important. It's the journey and the destination more than the actual widget or the vehicle, which is the business. So a lot of the times to kind of summarize everything I just said, when we're left to our own devices, we think about owning a business differently than how, when you come to me, I'm going to approach it. So I'm going to approach it more from, what do you like to do? Like, are you a salesperson? Are you an HR person? Like, do you love leading and managing people? Would creating jobs in your community be what got you out of bed every day about owning a business? Like, I want to come at it from the skills you're using as an owner, the environment that you're creating, right? Like, I'm working with a guy right now that said, my number one goal with owning a business is to create jobs for homeless veterans.
Great.
Cool. Let's go, right? Yeah. That's his driving motivation. So that's kind of, I'm more interested in those types of characteristics and like, are you building something to sell it? Or are you building it more like to set it and forget it, like a laundromat? Mm-hmm. You know, are you building something that you could pass on to your kids? So we go way beyond food and retail. In fact, you're going to have to beg me to show you food. This is about businesses that most people don't even realize are franchise businesses. They wouldn't even necessarily think they're qualified to own them until they meet me.
That's great. Are you with them through the whole process, or are you more the introduction, you get them going and then you're gone, or are you there with them?
So I'm with, yeah, that's another good question. I'm with them through the investigation process. So once we create options that we can explore together, then I'm going to coach you on like, okay, so you'll know you're asking the right questions, you're talking to the right people. When it comes time to consider financing, I have the resources for financing. As you start trying to make your way through the very daunting legal documentation of a franchise business, I don't give any legal advice, but I'm going to coach you through it. And then if you feel like you need a franchise attorney, we'll get you a resource. So I'm the resource to teach you the steps to feeling competent in your due diligence, right? So my job, I always say we start at a blind date with the franchisor, and I'm leading you through the dating process to ultimately where the franchisor is going to ask for your hand in marriage, because this is a mutual partnership. Both parties have to feel like it's a win-win. And ultimately, good franchisors are awarding the license to you. So it's not even your business to buy until you've impressed the leadership team and they're saying, we want you to be in our family of franchisees. Do you want us? So my job is to get you to that day where they've awarded you the opportunity and you sign your franchise agreement. And then I kiss you goodbye and off you go to live happily ever after.
That's fabulous. So what opportunities exist today in the economy? What kind of things can people leverage to enhance or... you know, if they don't have money, are there organizations that help them finance, or how does
Oh, sure. Yeah. So the Small Business Association, the SBA, so this is a government-backed lending program, right, that incentivizes local banks to loan money to small businesses. Why? Because small businesses are a sign of life in local communities. And more importantly, they create jobs, creates taxpayers, and the small business itself pays taxes, right? So the government, now they're altruistic. They're always altruistic to themselves as well, right? So they're incentivizing the local banks to give money. So that's what an SBA backed loan is, right? It's just a government oversight on a loan that gives the bank a percentage of that, a guarantee that if you default on the loan, the bank will still get money back from the government. And that gives the bank more freedom and flexibility to loan money. When you're exploring a franchise, most franchisors become what's called SBA approved, where you never have to do all of this. If you follow my plan, you don't have to worry about, you know, how do I shop this loan? What are the questions I say, you know, or things I say to the right banker? All of that gets done through this proven process I'm offering for you. But yes, there are always lending options available. In fact, you know what, in a harder economic time, people think, oh, there must be less money. No, because listen, if the interest rates are high, the banks make more money on that loan. So guess, practically, they have more money to loan.
Right.
And when you look at, though, like, oh, a higher interest rate may make the payment too high, it may not make sense. When you're like pushing that out over like a 10-year franchise agreement, sometimes I've heard the people in lending, I'm not the expert, but I've heard the lenders say to me, Kim, it's the difference of like $100 a month in the loan payment. And if that's stopping your person from moving forward, then we probably have a bigger problem, right? So it's all about understanding how the numbers work together, not prejudging or assuming, but being willing to ask and see what the answers are, right? This whole process just demands an open mind, wanting to have some fun, being curious. I always say that if saying yes to a franchise is the natural thing to do when you've asked enough questions and you're satisfied with enough of the answers. Like nobody starts out going, this is probably going to work out for me. And if they do, they scare me because it's too much pressure. I'm like, let's just explore and let's see what happens.
Right. And most of the time you don't know what questions to ask. So it's you know, a lot of blind faith inside of there.
And that's why you have me, because I've been doing this for 22 years as a franchise consultant. But here's the thing, Chris, I'm also a franchisee. So the business I work to help you invest in a franchise is set up just like a franchise. I pay royalties. I have a contract. I get trained by my corporate office. So I've been living the life that you aspire to live for the last 22 years. Before that, I was an entrepreneur. So I've done it all in small business. I'm way biased toward buying down the learning curve and partnering yourself with people who can hand you ready-made tools and be there to coach and guide you. Franchisepreneurship has it all over entrepreneurship in my experience.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's probably new for a lot of people. And you know, the title of the show is Creating Wealth Through Franchising. Is this, you have to expect, you know, wait a few years or something that people can actually start to see and get, you know, results from it?
Real wealth. Another great question. So, I mean, while I can't make any earnings claims and I don't know how you're going to show up and execute with your systems, you know, as we go through the due diligence process, those questions get answered. So for example, like what you're going to do with the franchisor is learn about like what the average customer avatar, who the customer is, and then what do they buy on average? What is that average ticket? So you can, together with me, we back end you into, if you said, okay, Kim, well, I want to make $1 million a year in my first year, because I know that I want to gross $1 million because the franchisor says the net margins are around 20%. So that means that I could take home around 200,000. Well, that would be a great first year goal. Okay. So then you set about to go interview franchisees and see within the system what average ticket is and how many customers are people selling to or signing up in that first year. So you get the belief about what's possible by interviewing the other people who are already doing it. And then together with my business coaching, I'm going to help you see, okay, if you want to make $1 million top line, let's reverse engineer. So if your average ticket is, say, $5,000, let's say, you know, per customer. Well, you need 200 customers. So now when we're going to look at the calendar and create a bank of days that your business is going to be open. And I love to give everybody 4 weeks of vacation time. So we're going to work it off of 48 weeks. I love to give you weekends off, especially if you have like a home services business that operates Monday through Friday. So if you take 48 weeks times 5 days, it gives you a bank of 240 days. So if you have you need 200 sales and you have 240 days, well, very clearly you can go, okay, so if every day I come to work, I sell one customer, my average ticket is around $5,000. Maybe some tickets are $3,000 and some tickets are $10,000. But as long as it averages to $5,000, then the question of, well, how do I build $1 million in my first 12 months becomes very easy to see on paper. I'm not saying it's easy to execute. I'm just saying the plan is very simple, right? And then the rest is up to you to show up for those goals, figure out what those closing ratios are, right? So how hard do I have to work to get that customer to say yes, right? Maybe you're 1 out of 3, which means you need to be on 15 appointments in your week. You need to close 5 of those. You need, on average, those 5 tickets to be averaging to 5,000. So this is how I work with people to break down what seems very daunting and complicated and make it so practical and simple.
Well, Congress once again allowed itself to be pushed into appeasing the administration and raising the debt ceiling for the 79th time, paving the way for continued reckless spending and further devaluation of the dollar. As our national debt continues to skyrocket, how are you protecting your savings? Times like these are a great reminder to diversify a portion of your savings into gold, and you can do it with the help of Birch Gold. And here's the easiest way to do it. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. You don't pay a penny out of pocket. As BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa band together against the dollar, more and more central banks are diversifying. You know what they're buying? Gold. Follow their lead and visit birchgold.com/money911 for your free information kit on gold. There's no obligation, just information. With an A+ rating with a Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, Birch Gold can help protect your savings too. Visit birchgold.com/money911. Take action today.
Now, again, like I said, the plan is always simple. We know as business owners, execution is never easy because things happen to make it harder or easier. But we're working from very simple plans, even in pretty sophisticated businesses.
Well, you know, you have what's called the daily plan, right? A multi-million.
That's what it is.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Tell a little more. Is that like, that's the plan? That's the mindset? How do you?
Yes. Yes. So what I just went through right there is what I call the daily plan. So that's kind of what I'm known for, you know, and I was like, what am I going to name my company? It's like people would say to me, how do we get a daily dose of Kim? Yeah. So there was that part of it. And then it was like when I made history in my franchise by reverse engineering the outcome that I wanted and breaking it down to those daily tasks that I had to execute on, and then showing up for those tasks every single day. It's not about perfection. It's about consistency. So, you know, I was only 80% effective at my daily goals that first year back in 2011, but 80% consistent made me, or 80% effective made me a history maker. So when I did that, it kind of changed everything about how I get to show up and coach all of my candidates. Because now I have greater understanding, especially when it comes to like people feeling like, well, franchising is so good. Why do people fail? And I want to talk to the people that are failing. And I say, why would you want to do that? What do they know that's going to help you be successful? Isn't it a better use of your time to go find the people who have mastered the model because they know who the real customer is and what the hook is to get that customer and what makes you competitive to in your market. So investigate, you know, when I went from the average performing franchisee to the history making franchisee, and I realized, well, I'm still the same me. And I did that in 1 year. My skill didn't change. What changed was my mindset and how I broke down my complicated business into very simple, bite-sized daily tasks that then I had to execute on, and I held myself accountable. I realized, wow, this business ownership thing really can be easy if you hold yourself accountable. And that's the big if, you know? So the same, you know, in franchising, this isn't a magic bullet. This isn't a get rich quick scheme, right? But it also, to the initial question you asked me, it doesn't have to take years for you to make significant money. I believe you can make any amount of money you want in any franchise. You just have to show up and execute to the numbers that help you create those numbers, right?
Yeah. I mean, you sound like your own testimonial there. And you have a franchise now, and you're doing this business. So you have a few streams of income happening. Is that right?
I do. Yeah. Like I'm diversified, but I just love what I do so much. I try to reach as many people as I can because, listen, I understand that when you are thinking about owning a business and you like, I don't even know what options are out there. I don't know who to trust. It's so daunting. Yeah. Where do you even begin? And I mean, here I am with all this knowledge and all this experience, not just book experience from training from my franchise, but real life experience. It makes me incredibly passionate to want as many to get in front of as many audiences as I can to be like, look, I can help you. I can help you. And it's all for free. There's absolutely no risk. And on that note, when people are like, well, why should I believe you? I'm like, you don't have to believe me, right? Just try it. And if it works for you, great. But there's no legal binding contract between us. You're not paying me any money. It's free advice. At the end of the day, free advice. Take it for what it is.
Right. That's fabulous. I bet you have a really good story about somebody else that was pretty successful doing.
I have so many testimonials. Yeah. So many amazing people. Yeah. You want to hear some?
Yeah. Give us one.
Well, you know what I love? I love when people come to me and they really have no like understanding of the depth of franchising. Because look, as consumers, we think it's food and retail, right? So a lot of times that's where my conversation starts. Like, okay, let's remove food from the table. Like literally, let's remove food from the table. You're going to have to beg me to show you food. So let's see. I worked with, let's pick on Rich and Stacy. So this wonderful couple, Rich and Stacy, now they had always thought about owning a business. They knew it was happening in their future, but then Rich got news that he was going to lose his job. So now he's like, oh shoot, we got to do something sooner rather than later because I want to invest that severance. I want to live off the severance, right? So before I lose my job, I want to create this cash flowing asset and see if we can get this thing thriving. So that severance, we could even put into building another location or expanding. So when they came to me, they thought it was going to be food. I busted through that myth. They ended up investing in, get this, a home services business in the painting industry. Now, neither one of them were into painting. They were never going to be painters either. This is a subcontractor business model. Now, Rich came from tech. So he loved high technology businesses. This particular painting franchise really is a high tech business. They use all kinds of technology, not just in like color matching, you know, quoting, making quotes where they can measure the rooms using technology. So you don't need any like painting contracting skills at all to do this quite well, but also in running the backend systems, digital SEO, you know, call centers that are booking calls and then putting the customers into your calendar. So then your salesperson gets to go out and, you know, sell the customer the job. So technology everywhere. And his wife, Stacy, she loved HGTV. She was like, if I didn't do what I did right now, I think she was a dental hygienist. She was like, I would have been an interior designer. So now she got to own a business where, again, she wouldn't be in people's homes forever, but she could start that way and then hire that salesperson to replace her. But she got to go into people's homes and look, paint really influences the entire like feeling in a room, right? So she saw that connection. She thought, this is going to be fun. I don't have to have an interior design degree to go into people's homes and with training to feel confident that I can guide them to their awesome painting choices. Then they use the subcontractor model. So they're using Joe Painter guy that's already in their community who knows how to paint the wall.
Right.
And so you're not even competing with that guy. You're giving him the work. The reason he's saying yes is he doesn't like doing the sales part, he likes rolling the paint, right? So he even brings in his crews. This allows you to really be a sales and marketing engine, selling jobs, and building a multi-million dollar painting company without ever painting anything. So they saw their future once they met me in a business that they literally didn't even know existed as a franchise, nor did they ever think they were qualified to own a business like that, and saw that they could go on and surpass Rich's executive level salary in corporate America in a fairly short amount of time if they could execute on those sales plans.
That's great. That's great. Boy, that just opens up lots of opportunity. I bet you could just go on and on with your stories, but why don't you tell everybody how to get in contact with you? And you say you're doing this for free. I mean, that's amazing.
I know. I have such a big heart, Chris.
Maybe I want a franchise. Seriously, that's great. Tell everybody how to be in touch with you.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just address, I don't work for free. It's just free for my candidate and paid like a recruiter.
Sure.
So believe it or not, the franchisors pay me to offer this amazing service because it helps maximize their time. When you have a bad day at work and you fill out a form on the internet and you say, go right to the franchisor, they may receive hundreds of emails. They don't know who's serious, who's financially qualified, you know, who actually is going to take their call when they call them back. But when you come to Kim Daly and you're teed up and you're financially qualified and you live in a market that they want to develop and you have the key skills that match their top performing people. So when I serve you up as a legitimate candidate for their business, they're rolling out the red carpet. They're like, this is a Kim Daly prepared candidate. Yes, they know that you know what you're doing because I prepared your mindset. Mm-hmm. So you're getting the senior people versus the junior people that work organic leads, and they're rolling out that red carpet because they know they're maximizing their time with a better, more qualified person. So that's why they pay me to offer this awesome service. Now, to reach me, if you're interested or you have further questions, go to my website, thedailycoach.com. That's D-A-L-Y, The Daily Coach. Now, on my website, I have so many resources, but if you just Google me, I have a podcast on Apple and Spotify called Create Wealth Through Franchising. I have over 800 videos on YouTube. I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram. So you can find me anywhere, but all of that content is housed along with a quiz that helps you know if you're fit to be a franchisee. So you can definitely find all of those resources at thedailycoach.com, D-A-L-Y.
That's great. It seems like you have everything. You have the whole package there.
I'm working on it. Trying to keep all the plates in the air, Chris. It's a very full-time job, but I love it so much.
Yeah, I can see that in your sparkle for sure.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll look forward to more. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Money 911. Remember, every financial challenge is a chance to learn and grow. And our guest today, Kim, just gave us so much about franchising. I never knew about that. Got my attention. So if you have questions or topics you'd like us to cover, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep striving for your dreams and take charge of your financial destiny. This is your host, Chris Miller, signing off. There's so much to learn about healthy money. I hope today's discussion brings you one step closer to securing and protecting your future. So you can get started on the right foot, go to meetwithchrismiller.com and schedule your free financial fitness strategy session. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to Money 911 so you don't miss our next episode, which includes health, wealth, and peace of mind.
The power to bless lives inside of all.